Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
In the last couple of years, I've been just very mindful of John 3. It's the place where God so loved the world that gave his only son. And he didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. But then this is the judgment under such a light as that. The light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who practices wicked things hates the light and avoids it, that his deeds may not be exposed. But anyone who lives by the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be shown to be accomplished by God. So that the basic choice is light or darkness. And based on what you love is how you choose.
Wow.
Every choice is a matter of going for what you love, which means you loved something, which was Jesus, more than you loved your nice, settled Christian life with all the Christian world that it was, with your comfortable business and your family and friends, all that. You loved something more than your life there. Mm. And it was him. It was him you loved. So this I'm going to talk about later too, the extreme necessity of keeping that love foremost and burning. Because when the light of that love for him goes out, you will choose for yourself. Or if you have never loved him more than yourself, which is what I'm seeing in the world, if you've never loved him more than yourself, you will never choose against yourself.
Yeah, I've seen every time that I've gone off the rails, that was literally what was on the table, is whether I was going to love him or love myself. And when I loved myself, I abandoned everything. I abandoned everything to save self, that's precisely it. I can think of two examples right now of when I went literally against a lot of my choices because I chose to save self in those circumstances.
Mm-hmm. And is this very succinct? It's called a judgment. This is the judgment. We will be judged by what we did with light.
Yeah, and it was devastating when I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Devastating. It was devastating to you, and it was devastating. It was devastating.
So the first issue of the garden is a choice. And the choice is so clearly defined that it is really wrenching. And throughout the scriptures, choice, I'm going through tons of scriptures. And I want to write a series of articles on it. I want to write it in depth where it is in the Bible. It covers every kind of situation. So Genesis is the beginning of the choice. Revelation is the final dealing and the last dealing with what your choice was, good or bad. And the consequences of your choice are in Revelation. So the whole Bible is about that one basic thing. God doesn't ask us to carry a burden. He doesn't ask us to perform. He doesn't ask us to be. He is our essence and our identity, but he does ask us to choose. And I was thinking about Sardis, which was the issue of Sardis was passivity. And as we were talking earlier, you said this is not passive. Choosing is not passive because you have to go forward with what you choose. That's the point I'm making with your life. You didn't just say yes. Yes, I choose what you choose, God. You moved immediately to do it. Abraham did the same when God called him to sacrifice his Isaac. He got up the next morning and went toward it to obey it. So that's a commitment to what you've chosen. But we're familiar with a lot of the more famous choices. Deuteronomy 30 is Moses. He said, "This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live."
Mm.
That's kind of staggering, isn't it? Because your choice affects your children. And God will go with your children if you choose to go with God. And Joshua had said it too. If serving God seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve,
mm-hmm.
whether the gods of your forefathers, the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you're living now. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. His choice was made. It's interesting, and I'll go into this when I write about it. Joshua led Israel into the promised land where Moses couldn't.
Right.
And he was so influential by his commitment to God's will that the nation won every battle except Ai, and that was uncovered and rectified. But he conquered all the invaders of their land. And everybody was given their inheritance. And as long as Joshua lived, they obeyed the Lord. As long as the prophets who followed him lived, they believed and chose the Lord. And then it began to disintegrate. So see, one person willing to obey, choose. Obey implies action.
Right.
I want to use the word choose. Choose you this day. That's all Joshua and Moses asked. That's all God asked. These are the two trees. Choose the one you want. And one is life and one is death, and that is literal.
Absolutely
literal. If you choose the darkness, you will die in your own life to your own destiny, mm-hmm. and you will die in eternity. It's the repercussions of it we need to look at. So it's so simple. I've been around some situations where everything is made complex. And that is a sign of the devil, because unbelievably simple is the real Christianity. It's there's nobody who can't live as God wants them to if they choose, because all we have to do is choose, and God takes you up. If you choose life, obedience, love, light, then God has permission to take your life over and do for you what you can't do and can't perform. All he wants is a choice. That's it. There's nothing else we can do. Even the truth has to be revealed to us. Nee said, the only thing God expects of a man is to tell the truth. That's true in a way. But for me, there's a new light on the fact that we must... God has to reveal the truth, and when he reveals the truth, then we have a choice. And Thessalonians, I think it's 1 Thessalonians, says, because you refuse not
the love of the truth.
You did not receive the love of the truth. God will give you a strong delusion to believe a lie.
Which says, because you didn't choose the truth.
Yes. Then you chose the lie. And whatever you choose will be multiplied, both sides, life and death. And then there was Elijah in the whole issue of Jezebel. He went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing. So there's just so much... And I'm interested in the word will, because when I was trying to understand that our body is led, every life is following their own will. The will is what you have chosen, subconsciously, without much thought.
You can't really have will without choice. It's literally, will is active.
Exactly. Very good. And when God says something, he says, I will. And when he says, I will, you can be sure he will. But I've noticed that David deals with God by I will. All through his Psalms, he's saying, I will praise. I will follow. I will trust.
That reminds me of that blog that I'm about to do about the I am. This is cool. This is neat. This is fun.
Okay. Can you quote anything from it?
There's just one statement that is in that. Our relationship and connection to God is in the actionable, meaning like I will, I should, I can. Those aren't really actionable statements, but I choose.
So many people say to me, well, I want to follow God. And I will say, that will not get there. I choose to follow God, and he has to support that choice, and he will.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.